Walk along the water at Yakutat Strawberry Point, and you'll see a well-used fish camp. Miniature houses with windows and siding stand next to wall tents, Quonset huts, and weather-damaged cabins. There's plenty of driftwood for fires, wildflowers for photos, and seabirds for watching.
He does look a little bit like a cormorant.
There's also plenty of sand. Sand, one company claimed, could bring Yakutat one hell of an economic boom.
The preliminary sampling shows a potentially commercial deposit of gold and silver on the surface.
That's Tim Cannon of Cross Timbers Forestry in a 2009 interview. His Oklahoma firm conducted fieldwork for Geohedral LLC, which staked claims on about 60,000 acres around Yakutat. The area included beaches, upland dunes, and a nearby mesa. Geohedral said it found strong evidence of gold, silver, iron, and titanium worth a king's ransom. Well, maybe Bill Gates or Warren Buffett's ransom. And then...
It went from something like a $40 billion project to nothing practically overnight.
That's Skip Ryman, manager of Yakutat's borough government.
It had potential to get people really excited and stir up a lot of controversy, but the town held its own. It sat there and said, well, let's wait and see.
Conservation and native groups raised environmental concerns, but backers spread the news that assays, tests that determine mineral content, suggested there could be 35 million ounces of gold. That's about 1,000 tons. Then came word of follow-up tests showing much less mineral content, not enough to be worth mining. Yakutat Municipal Planner Bill Lucy says eventually, Geohedral gave up its claims.
After some of the reports from both the state DNR and the Forest Service mining permitting people expressing doubt, the company went away.
A call to Geohedral's Oklahoma City headquarters was answered by Herb Mee Jr. He was the president of the Beard Company, a major investor, when the claims were filed. He declined to be interviewed, but he confirmed the Yakutat mining claims were not maintained and the effort is long over. Meanwhile, court documents show the Beard Company filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy last fall. That usually leads to liquidation. Yakutat's Lucy says others remain interested in mining, but on a far, far smaller scale.
Those are small mom-and-pop operations. A lot of it's beach placer mining with a pan after a storm, and they can get some pretty good amount of gold up there.
He's seen interest in dredge mining at the Alsek River to the east and the White River to the west, but nothing's happened so far. Lucy also staffs the fisheries advocacy group, Yakutat Salmon Board. He says an operation like Geohedral's could harm fish and wildlife, as well as subsistence and commercial harvests. But small dredge mining could be done in a way that would not damage salmon habitat. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Yakutat.